Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Auckland Council's next planning committee meeting is taking place next Thursday. On the topics list includes a decision on mass housing reforms, which could see rates of housing intensification rise across Tamaki Makaurau. To learn more about what this means, I had a chat with Councillor Pippa Coombe on our regular city counselling segment, also chatting to her about the upcoming mayoral race. I first asked how this reform aims to curb the city's ongoing housing crisis.
Well, it is a big decision coming to the planning committee on Thursday, and what we're deciding is what goes for public notification, which will be new zoning that applies across Auckland that will allow more intensification. And I guess the important thing with this decision is that it does allow for the consultation process to get underway. And so where it's landing is probably not going to please everybody, but there will be more opportunity to have input. So it will allow more intensification, increase housing supply, and deal with controversial issues like how much of Auckland should have exceptions.
How will this increased housing supply make life easier for renters and first home buyers?
Well, it's going to mean that across pretty much all properties across Auckland, as of right, it's going to be possible to put three dwellings on a site, up to three stories, so that's probably going to increase the availability of housing. And then within walkable catchments of the city centre, town centres, metro centres and rapid transport stops, there's going to be upzoning, which will allow, say, you know, six stories in some locations, which means, again, it will increase the amount of supply, and that should have the benefit of making more housing available for renting and for purchasing. And I guess it's also allowing a more variability of housing. What we struggle in with Auckland is that we haven't traditionally had housing that fits the kind of all needs and all stages of life. So we've had the traditional family home, but not enough housing for couples or singles or for people who need different requirements for their housing. So these housing reforms are going to assist in increasing that supply.
Another group that's definitely been needing more support in terms of the housing and renting industry is tertiary students. The recent People's Inquiry into Student Wellbeing revealed a lot about the state of student flooding situations across the city. How could these reforms make life easier, more affordable, and most importantly, healthier for students?
Well, a lot of those requirements are on government around healthy homes. Council doesn't really have regulations that can put, you know, that we can make landlords make housing healthier, or, you know, we can't force property owners to increase housing supply or reduce rents. But what this zoning does is it's an enabling zoning. It doesn't actually mean that the housing follows. So, you know, there's a whole lot of factors that mean that housing might be expensive to build. You know, we're seeing at the moment with labour shortages and, you know, shortages of GIB, there's a whole lot of factors that make housing expensive. So this zoning will help. But, of course, you know, to make sure there's good quality housing for students is a multi-agency, and government has got to be really at the forefront of that. And, of course, the universities have been traditionally leading that too, with, you know, they've been supporting high-rise accommodation for students for some time now, and the new zoning will, you know, enable even more of that, which will be great, especially for Auckland city centre, because hopefully it will mean even more students coming to live in the city centre.
Rural areas such as Helensville, Kemu and places in the northwest Auckland have also been at the forefront of these housing intensification projects over the past few years. However, these areas are also dealing with major issues of a lack of public transport that is being worked with currently on the city rail link. But are these plans being made with the need for public transport in mind?
Well, that's a big issue, and the housing reform does enable a lot more housing on the fringes of Auckland, because as of right, you know, everywhere you can put on three houses, regardless of whether the infrastructure is there and whether the public transport has been provided. So I mean, that's one of the things that we're trying to grapple with as a council, as to whether we should have an exception where there isn't the infrastructure. And we can, you know, potentially do that, and we're looking at it. But we've got to, you know, also got to do the investment to support the public transport that's needed right across Auckland. And, you know, we are seeing a lot of it come online, and the City Rail Link's going to be a game changer. But there's a lot more to do to ensure that everybody has access to frequent, reliable services.
Considering this work in very high density with trees, rural areas, are these intensification plans being made with sustainability in mind?
Well, that's, I guess, debatable. But, I mean, on one hand, you'd say that more intensification is actually good for sustainability, because we want to build, you know, building more densely, but building well. Means that we don't have to sacrifice our elite soils on the fringes of the city, and we don't have to sprawl. But at the same time, because it's quite a blunt one-size-fits-all, it is enabling housing in places that potentially aren't suitable. So, you know, if we're going to see people taking advantage of the new zoning that allows a lot more properties on sites away from the public transport routes, and we end up with areas that aren't really suitable for dense housing, then that's probably going to have a negative impact, climate impact. But I think those kind of, there's a lot of debate about that, and that's something that's going to be good to pull out more when we go into the public consultation about, you know, what are the climate impacts of the new zoning, and where do we have to do the zoning to get it to ensure that it is sustainable.
And just one quick final question. About the upcoming mayoral elections, why do you think that it's so important for people to be contributing to these elections?
Yeah, it is a bit low-key at the moment, but I think that will change from about the 6th of August, when all the signs go up and you'll just see them right across Auckland. And then you just know the election is on, and it'll be more in everybody's faces. And then it will be like, we need to engage with the issues and why it's important to vote, and particularly around the direction of council. Like, we're seeing quite a nasty campaign underway to stop the progress that we're making. And even today, there's like an attack ad that's been taken out against mayoral candidate Fessel Collins, which is just factually incorrect. But it's kind of that, you know, when you start seeing that dirty politics style campaigning and attack ads, you know that there's a real kind of desperation to stop progress. And that's what voters have to make the decision. Do we want to kind of go back to an Auckland and do it the old way? And you've got lots of candidates who are trying to represent an Auckland that doesn't exist anymore. And then you've got progressive candidates like Fessel, who I think will be taking Auckland in the right direction and have got some great ideas. So, you know, it's going to be so crucial for people to vote.
That was Councillor Pippa Coombe talking about the upcoming mayoral elections, as well as housing reforms, on our regular City Counselling segment.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.